Ahava blessings. Welcome to this episode of Embodying the Shehinah. This podcast is here to support us during these times of accelerating energy of ascension in order to remember, embody, integrate our soul essence. I'm your host. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalen priestess, a Reiki master, energy and sound alchemist. In this episode, we are going to go into the energetics of this new lunar cycle of Leo, and it is one of the three toughest months, but the good thing is that all energy is, and all energy that there is there for us to work with it, to learn how to navigate the energetics of whatever is going on and how it interacts with us in order for us to elevate and embody more of our soul, more of our light, more of the divine essence spark that flows through us. This new moon is happening at 2 degrees of Leo, so it is a perfect time to work on divine union, on merging duality, transcending duality, merging polarities. And it is happening on the 24th of July, and it is good for the next 28-day cycle until the next new moon. So just because we tend to think particularly in the new age, and what we're talking about here is definitely not new age, but in the spiritual communities, there tends to be the new moon is this day, and then it's 2.5-3 days before and after that the energies are active and blah, blah, blah. And no, there is a solar cycle, the solar month, the astrological solar month, and there is the lunar cycle. The lunar cycle is the one that we work with for manifestation. It is the one that we work with to go within, to work on our intuition, to work on our connection to our soul, to the divine, because the soul is represented by the moon. The moon is your inner world. The moon is your emotions. The moon is how we feel. The moon is the face that we don't show to the world often. Only those that are closest to us really know what's going on in the depths of our hearts. And that is the moon. The sun, of course, is the external, the outward, the yang, the masculine way that we present to the world. It is who we want the world to see. And that is how your natal chart would be beginning to be broken down. Your sun is how you present to the world. Your moon is your inner world. So when the moon is new, it is when the sun and the moon are in conjunction. They are in union. And during this time, it means that we are merging our inner and outer worlds. We are merging the masculine and the feminine. We are merging the soul with the physical body, the unseen with the seen. And this is why it is a perfect time for working on manifestation. Leo energy. Let me get into Leo energy. So it's happening at 2 degrees. I'm going to go into the number 2, the numerology of the number 2. The number 2 is about duality coming into union. It is receptivity. It is creating space. It is connection. It is the priestess in the tarot deck. And if you know the image of the priestess in tarot, it is the priestess, the woman, in between two columns. So it is the threshold in between worlds, in between the seen and the unseen, in between the realms, in between the soul and the physical form. So it really is that energy and that frequency of uniting, of merging, transcending, being able to traverse in between the realms. This is the 2. It is devotion. The 2 is an invitation to embody, to incarnate the divine feminine. It is our relationship to the divine mother, father. Because God, goddess, is not one gender. There is no gender. We tend to think that there's a masculine God because, you know, we were raised with a masculine God, and then we came to be aware of the goddess, and then it it's like, oh, well, it was just, it's just a feminine god, S, because creation is what creation is always happening, so it has to be a feminine god. But it's no, it's not feminine, it's not masculine. God, goddess is one. It is oneness. It is the transcending of what we view as masculine, feminine in this physical world. Because remember, in the upper worlds, there is no duality. Everything is union. Everything is oneness. Everything encompasses all that there is, and this is the two. It is fluid, it is flow, it is openness, it is receptivity, it is creativity. It is connected to the water and connected to the feminine mind. So it is connected to the unseen. So the energy of this new moon really invites us to delve into what we don't want to look at. And Leo energy, Leo is warm, magnanimous, royal, regal, strong, very, very active, masculine type of energy. Because Leo is the king, Leo is the sovereign, Leo is strength and leadership, power, self-mastery. When I speak of power, I speak of power in the essence of self-mastery. It is not power as it has been corrupted and distorted on this earth, where it is dog eat dog and survival of the fittest. That is not true power. True empowerment comes from self-mastery. Self-mastery is knowing thyself. Self-mastery is knowing your wounds, working through them, transcending them, allowing them to become integrated into your wholeness. And in that action, in the action of transcending and merging with that which has caused you grief, suffering, loss, pain, we're able to embody a higher octave of our being. Leo is passionate and warm. Leo is the heart chakra. Leo is connected to love. It is connected, it is ruled by the sun. It is courageous energy. It is driven, magnetic, ambitious, creative. It is a loving energy. It is a pleasure. Remember, Leo rules the fifth house in astrology, and the fifth house has to do with procreation. It has to do with children. It has to do with creativity, with self-expression, with play, with pleasure, with romance. It has to do with passion. It has to do with action. It has to do with art and creating art. And we can create art even if we're not artists. We're always creating art. We're creating art through the way that we express and move in the world. Your life is a masterpiece. It may be a work in progress, but it's still a masterpiece. It's all a matter of how we choose to work with the energies. This moon is, the energies just keep getting heightened. I just say this again and again, and I cannot stress this enough. You thought the first half of 2025 was rough going. The second half, buckle up, baby. Because it is fire. So this moon is trine with Saturn retrograde, in a sextile with Uranus, in a trine with Neptune retrograde, in an opposition with Pluto retrograde again, and in a square with Chiron. What does that mean? Saturn is about leadership. Saturn is about responsible leadership. It is about discipline. We are being tasked, because Saturn is a taskmaster, we are being tasked with our relationship. Fine-tuning our relationship to our ability to lead ourselves primarily, and our ability to embody sovereign leadership, our ability to commit to a path, the path that is in alignment with your soul, with your heart, and to take the necessary steps to rework looks for you to embody discipline, leadership, sovereignty, for you to embody your mission? How does that look? Does there need to be new structures in place? Do we need to create a new infrastructure for how we need to move in the world, for that which we are birthing into being? This is Saturn. Saturn is very connected to it's a feminine planet, and it's connected to the masculine aspect of discipline, of structure, of creating the framework and the boundaries for us to thrive. Because without boundaries, we really are not, we're not going to be operating at our best potential. Uranus represents awakening, a huge shift in our ability to think, because it's in Gemini, just at 0 degrees of Gemini. Our ability to think, our ability to express ourselves, our ability to understand the power of our intention. There is a great karmic awakening that is happening. And Uranus is that sexual creative energy being manifested into the world, being lit up from within. And it's up to us how we express that energy. We can use it to destroy, and that won't be good. But we can also channel that sexual creative energy into the light and allow it to infuse our actions, our thoughts, our words with deeper wisdom, meaning, awakening, allowing it to reach the hearts and minds and awaken people through our presence. It is through our embodied spirituality, our ability to embody higher wisdom, to actualize and ground it, to take physical action on it, that we actually are creating and birthing the new world. It is not through airy-fairy, oh, we can just channel. No, but what are you channeling? Are you channeling from a place of ego? Are you channeling from a place of fear, of doubt? Because there is a false matrix. There is a false womb that siphons our energy. It exists. Are we plugging into the matrix that is based on fear and doubt and separation and disunity and, oh, I don't like that person because blah, blah, blah? Are we channeling and connecting to bullshit that we think is dressed as light, so we somehow think it's okay? Or are we holding ourselves accountable for what we are birthing into being? Are we holding ourselves accountable for what we are aligning to? Leo is leadership, and the shadow of Leo can easily be to be authoritarian, just like the shadow of Aquarius. To think that your way is the best way, but you're not even paying attention what you're attuned to, what frequency you're holding. The frequency you hold in your heart is the most important thing. Because we can be holding on to resentment and pain and loss and bitterness, and we're creating with that. We're creating with that chaos. We're allowing that to be birthed into multiple expressions. Rather than doing your work, cleaning up whatever needs to be cleaned up within, looking at your deepest, darkest, most wounded parts of you, the parts that you think are not lovable, and really bringing those parts into union with yourself. Taking that inner child, we all have an inner child that at one point or another, or several points, has been deeply hurt, betrayed, wounded, abandoned. Take that inner child into your heart and really allow that child to feel safe, to feel connected, to feel loved. It is time that we reparent ourselves. We cannot keep projecting our nonsense over onto other people that really had nothing to do with our trauma. But we do that because many of us just, either we're not paying attention or we don't have the tools or whatever. But many, many people do that. We look and we judge. And we don't even judge from a place of discernment. We judge from a place of thinking that we are better. When we are thinking we are better, we are in separation. When we are in separation, we're plugging into the matrix of duality and feeding that beast. Just because something is easy and convenient doesn't mean that that's the best way to go about it. We really have to up our game when it comes to discernment. We have wonderful abilities for transformation possibilities, and we do have the ability as well. We have the possibility for deep transformation. Pluto, rebirth, Chiron, healing, that deep-seated wound. Chiron is the wounded healer. Neptune, the connection to our soul, to the higher self, to the infinite part of you, the part that has never been separate from source, from God, goddess. All of this is coming together. And if we aren't careful to nurture the vessel, your body, your mind, the home for your soul, which is your body, then we're going to have chaos. If we don't do the spring cleaning or summer cleaning, whatever kind of cleaning we got to do, if we're not up, we don't know what kind of portal we are. Are we a portal for lesser energies to come through? Or are we a portal for the infinite light? It is truly up to us. The Aramaic creation frequencies that rule this month of Av are Det, that created Leo, has a numerical value of 9, so endings, beginnings, cycles. And it is, that represents several things. It has to do with the awareness that all things have an energy field. Everything is energy. The tree, the rock, the desk, the light in front of you, the lamp, all of it has an energy field. Everything has to do with intention. It is the awareness that we are here to fulfill a purpose. Every being has a purpose and a mission. We may not like it, but they have a purpose and a mission. I honestly cannot stand this NPC bullshit. I don't know if you guys have heard of this. The non-player characters, that is such spiritual bypassing. I don't even have, I'm going to try to have the words for it. If someone presents an alternative reasoning, an alternative explanation for something that you are dealing with, and you don't like it, and you're triggered, but you don't want to admit that you're triggered, what you do is you basically say, oh, that person is an NPC. So you think that you can ignore and bypass whatever that person shared. That is honestly taking spiritual bypassing to another level. Whatever is presented to you, in whatever form it comes, has something for you. Some kind of lesson, some kind of mirror, some kind of aha moment, something, if you're willing to receive the energy. I had an instance where someone called a sound activation I shared on my Instagram demonic. My normal reaction, I am Latina, I am fiery AF, I have a bad temper, which I've done a lot of work on myself to keep the reins on and to keep myself at a steady point where I'm not gonna be flipping out over the most minute things. And this can be someone saying that about my work. I could have gone down the anger route, been triggered AF, and I would have lost the relevance of what this person had to say. But instead of that, I chose to remain grounded in my sovereignty, to not give my power away to the randos on Instagram or whatever, and to really sit with it for a second. And I was like, oh, this person has absolutely no idea. No idea who I am, no idea what I do, no idea that sound frequency creates all life, and no idea mentions Jesus. Jesus was not his name. Not sorry about it. That was not his name. Jesus was a fictitious character, a name that Greco, whatever the hells, decided, the Roman Empire, under Constantine or whatever time that was, decided that, oh, that's his name. He was a Hebrew. He was a Hebrew mystic. He was an Essene, initiate. And his name was Yeshua. And there was a specific frequency to his name, because in the Aramaic Hebrew creation letters, every letter, particularly the first letter of a name, has the frequency of that being. So they chose names intentionally. It wasn't Superman, Johannes, whatever. It was a very specific and intentional molding, weaving of the creation frequencies to encompass the energy that this person would hold and embody and birth into the world. His name started with a yud, which is the seed of creation, the seed, the intention, the first primordial seed. Yeshua, that was his name. It wasn't Jesus. Jesus begins with a het. Het has nothing to do with yud. So this person had absolutely no idea, and I said, wow, you don't even know what his real name was. You don't know the frequency he came here to embody. You don't know. I'm like, wow, you really don't know. I'll pray for you. Because when you're face to face with that level of deeply entrenched ignorance, willful ignorance, and ignorance is the inability to wish to consider a different possibility, consider a different way of thinking, being, doing. That is ignorance. When we are so tied and bound and gagged and chained to a set of beliefs without actually analyzing, taking the time to really feel into whether these beliefs actually make sense. Do they actually create harmony? Do they create beauty? Do they create and birth love? Or do they just feed the division and the war and the nonsense that is already prevalent in the world? Are we feeding that frequency, that denseness? Or are we actually seeding with every word, with every thought, with every action, are we seeding more love? And no human being on this planet is able to hold that frequency 100% of the time. It's not possible. We live in this world of duality. We're going to mess up sometimes. But are we realigning? Are we course correcting? Are we open to the possibility that there is a different way, that there is another way to do things, that there is another way to embody, to be, to express, a way that is perhaps in more alignment and in more harmony with love, with beauty, with the true frequencies of creation that we are here to create. That is also light, and it is about igniting the huba. The huba is the sacred flame of holy desire. I call in the huba and activate it within us every time I do a sound activation as part of the calling in of the fire, the nuchra. The huba is that sacred flame. It's holy desire. It is desire that is intentional, that is the desires of the soul. It has nothing to do with our ego. It has nothing to do with, oh, well, I want this because I want to have the biggest house on the block. It's not that kind of desire. It's not a mundane, banal desire. It is a desire that is light. a desire that is creation, a desire that is beauty and in alignment with divine flow and divine source. That is the Tet. Every action, every word, every thought has an effect on the whole. And Kaf created the sun. It is the 11th letter, numerical value of 20, and the shape of Kaf resembles a palm, a cupped palm, and it symbolizes our ability to give and receive. So it is humility, it is action. So the cup palm is ready to give and to receive, so it symbolizes action as well, humility. It represents our capacity to receive divine guidance and blessings and our potential to connect with and aspire to union, oneness, with the divine. And there is another version of the kaf, because at the end of a letter there's a final kaf, and that symbolizes the drawing down of divine energy into the physical realms. So this is the frequency we're working with. We're working with the energies of bringing down divine flow, divine essence, divine light, anchoring it, incarnating it, embodying it, sharing it, because we are here not just to be the vessel for the light, but we are here to share the light. We are here to expand the light of creation. It is a potent month, and I'm going to share something that my teacher Anna shared about the month of Av. So the month of Av is a time of transition, strength, and divine love. It's the fifth month, and it is aligned with Leo, of course, ruled by the sun, and this month, it carries the beginning part of the month, so it's one of the 3 months that are the most challenging. Cancer, which we just stepped out of the Cancer portal, Leo, and Capricorn. So it is a month that reminds us of the deeply powerful and transformative power of love, of divine love. It is a month that holds the energy of mourning and consolation. And even through that pain, it strengthens our faith, because it strengthens our connection to the divine. We know that we can emerge through whatever challenges life throws at us, through our connection to divine God, Goddess, Source, Allah. It is a time of rebuilding. It is a time of embracing the divine light that shines even amidst the darkest nights of the soul. This month is calling upon us to embody courage and resilience, to have faith, and to proceed with an open heart, to really allow your heart to open. And I know that that's difficult for a lot of people, particularly if we've been hurt and we've been betrayed. It's very, very hard to trust and to really open your heart. But this month, let's look for the lessons. Let's look for the teachings, the wisdom, the gems of wisdom that we can garner and gather from whatever we've been through. Because there's magic amidst the deepest, darkest parts of your soul, those parts that we don't want to face or look at. There's magic in there. How are we going to find it? We can be renewed. We can rebirth ourselves. We can reconfigure. Remember, we have 4 planets retrograde. This is a time for reimagining, re-envisioning, for retooling, for going within and reconfiguring the boundaries, the structures, the way that our mind works, the way that we allow ourselves to express our light. We have this ability, this immense potential to nourish this part of ourselves. And I also want to talk about sacred leadership. I mentioned sovereignty. Sovereignty is connected to leadership. sacred leadership is a leadership that is rooted in your heart. It is rooted in the heart. It is aligned with divine will. And it is fully accountable. It is a type of leadership where we don't hold ourselves above anything or anyone. We are leading by example. We are leading by the things that we do. When people are not looking, when the camera is not on and you're filming whatever live for whatever, what are you doing when no one is looking? That is who you are. That is true leadership. And I'm not saying we don't have our moments where we just kick back and maybe you have a glass of wine. I don't judge. We do what we gotta do. Or you're watching some television. We all have our moments when we just have to forget for a moment about this is what I gotta do. However, in those moments when no one is looking, are you still in your heart? Are you still opening and receptive to wisdom? Are you still looking and seeing, hearing the messages? What is being revealed to you in those moments? Because even in those moments where we are kicking back and watching some television, there are aha moments you can have watching the most ridiculous TV programming. And you'll be like, wait a second. That's about. And you'll put dots together that you did not think you could ever put together. So do not underestimate the power of allowing yourself time to relax and to play and to enjoy, because there are nuggets of beauty and harmony and oneness that can be cultivated in those moments where you think you're doing nothing. It is in those moments of nothingness that stuff happens and shifts, and it's when you're not looking for it. You just have to be open to receive. So it's a potent month. I invite you to cycle with me into these energies. Feel into what they mean to you. I have a stellium in the fifth house. I mentioned that the fifth house is connected to Leo because it's ruled by Leo. I have a very powerful stellium in the fifth house. So my energy field, many people often confuse me for being a Leo, because they think I'm a Leo, and I'm not. I'm a Cancer. Because of that placement, those placements in my chart, I have a lot of Leo energy that it took me a while to kind of understand, like, oh, that's where that's coming from. It's that Pluto-Moon conjunction. So there's a lot of magic to this Leo portal, and it's an energy that I love because it's a really beautiful energy. If you know a Leo, share this with them. If you love a Leo, heaven protect you, because that person will go and slay for you. You are absolutely blessed if you are loved by Leo. Taurus too, and Cancers. Capricorns. I'm not sure about Geminis. No offense, Geminis. But honestly, I joke, but there is a lot of light in all of the signs. And to be in the fullest essence of your solar sign and to be in the fullest expression of your natal chart, it is the magic that we are here to unfold. So for me, this understanding the cycles and how they work through us and how they interact with other planets, it really is a solid key to understanding more deeply how I work and how I interact in the world and how I express, and also how my energy interacts with other energies around me. And it is in learning how to dance this cosmic, creating this cosmic harmony amongst one another, that we can really birth that new world that we are all wanting to live in, this new frequency, The new frequency is here. The new frequency is now. The new frequency is something we embody every moment. And by understanding these cycles, we come closer to actualizing and living that experience of higher dimensional frequencies embodied here on Earth and through us. So have a blessed new lunar cycle. Have a blessed month of Av. And don't forget to tune in to the sound activation. If you enjoyed this, like, share, subscribe. Of course, you can find me on YouTube at Aurea Lara, and I share longer format videos there, sound activations, mantras, practices, and on Instagram at Aurea Lara, as well as at Embodying the Shekhinah, where I share somewhat shorter videos, probably not as short as Instagram would like, but then again, I don't do things by their rules. So you can find me sharing mantras and activations, a little bit of sound there as well. Feel free to connect with me on those platforms as well. All of that is linked below. And as always, I will see you I will share this space with you in the next episodes. Have a blessed new moon in Leo. Ahava.